Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. American Catholics praying for Pope Francis.
Hopefully our prayers will get to him. He's human just like all the rest of us, and we just have to hope and pray that his condition will get better.
The Vatican says the 88-year-old had a peaceful night in a Rome hospital where he's in critical condition after experiencing an asthmatic respiratory crisis Saturday that required high-flow oxygen treatment and blood transfusions. The Pope's been hospitalized since February 14th, initially with bronchitis. It's turned into double pneumonia. Doctors Saturday said the prognosis is reserved. More confusion for federal workers after the Office of Personnel Management, at Elon Musk's direction, emailed all federal employees instructing them to reply with 5 accomplishments from the prior week, several agencies and departments telling their employees not to respond. Voters in Germany going to the polls in a crucial election in the European Union's largest country. This is ABC News.
The Badgers lose in overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the number 11th ranked Wisconsin Badgers losing to Oregon 77-73. It ended a 5-game winning streak for the Badgers, who host the Washington Huskies on Tuesday. Head coach Greg Gard.
That's credit to Oregon. We didn't attack the pressure. We got us to walk the ball up and play slower. So we'll learn from this and quickly turn the page for Tuesday night. But again, what got us in trouble was the completely kind of taking our foot off the gas offensively for whatever reason.
Baseball, in the first day of Cactus League action, the Brewers beat the Reds 8-7, thanks to a pair of home runs by infielder Vinny Capra.
I was just focused on the process. You know, I didn't have the greatest BP, and I just said, I'm just going to go on to the game and try and do what I can, and just focus on the ball, focus on the pitcher, and focus on approach, and just kind of do what I can, and ended up being a good day.
That's the Brewers' Vinny Capra. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few flurries or some light snow, otherwise partly sunny skies, highs in the upper 30s, a light southwest breeze. For tonight, we'll see some snow, a little bit of light freezing rain out there at times as well. Low temperatures dropping back to 30 degrees. Right now, it's 22.
Two things you might not expect to hear from Macy's. One, new spring arrivals are here right now at 20 to 30% off. So brighten up your winter with blazers, jeans, flats, and more up to 30% off. And two, when you come into the store, Macy's has free personal stylists. You can book a free appointment, tell them what you're looking for, and find great deals with great advice, too. So head into Macy's today, because the one thing that you probably did expect is that these deals won't be around for long. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
This week on Viewpoints.
There were many, many days where I felt overwhelmed. I remember I would cry about how hard life felt back then.
The financial benefits of investing in your future self. Then.
Being that I was a child bride twice in my life, I didn't want to have a daughter that was going to face any of that.
The ongoing battle to end female genital mutilation worldwide. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Two things you might not expect to hear from Macy's. One, new spring arrivals are here right now at 20 to 30% off. So brighten up your winter with blazers, jeans, flats, and more up to 30% off. And two, when you come into the store, Macy's has free personal stylists. You can book a free appointment, tell them what you're looking for, and find great deals with great advice too. So head into Macy's today, because the one thing that you probably did expect is that these deals won't be around for long. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stings that just will never come out. It smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
Today, Scarlett Cochran is an accomplished attorney and financial expert. But go back to her early 20s and she was a struggling single mom that had just left the military.
Back then, I was making about $25,000 a year, and it's not nothing, but it certainly was challenging with a baby, paying daycare, working full-time, and also not having a social safety net around me.
Cochran says that her parents never really talked to her about the importance of developing good financial habits. Instead, she remembers money often being a sticking point in her parents' marriage.
I remember my mom writing down their budget every month, and she had a whole bunch of Steno notebooks, those flip-up notebooks, and that's where she would manage the family budget. I also knew that there was a discrepancy between how my parents contributed to the household financially. So my mom would put all of her money into the household, and my dad would only give my mom some of his money, but he would keep some of it to himself. And I know that that was always a point of disagreement between my parents about how much my father was actually giving my mother. And any conversations around money were often very negative, filled with a lot of negative emotion.
That had a lasting impact on Cochran, and rightfully so. When children grow up in an environment where talking about money is tied to conflict, it's normal to avoid the topic and see it in a negative light. Without this exposure, young people never get the chance to start practicing money skills like budgeting, saving, and investing. More importantly, there's no opportunity to make mistakes and learn from them early on. This is what happened to Cochran once she enlisted in the Marine Corps and had a steady stream of income flowing in. Even though she wasn't making much, she still had a good portion of disposable income left over. But things quickly changed.
I think I was making around $12,000 or $13,000 a year because the military provided my housing and my food. But the wonderful thing about that was that I had $13,000, well, some after taxes, about half, to spend on whatever I wanted to. So I didn't have much of a budget. It was either I had money and I could do things and buy things, or I didn't have money. But of course, that changed the minute I became pregnant with my daughter, Alexis. And suddenly, my money needed to do other things than just buy McDonald's and new jeans. It needed to buy child safety seats and plates and forks and groceries. So I really had to learn how to manage my money really down to the penny back.
Without a college degree, Cochran was working an entry-level job that led nowhere. She found herself living below the poverty line and often struggled to put together enough cash for groceries, gas, and other essentials.
Back then, checks were a thing. And I would sometimes do something which I would never recommend anyone do, which is also a lot harder now, which is floating checks. So I would write checks a couple of days before I was going to get paid, knowing that it would take a while for the check to actually clear. And by the time it did, I would have money in my bank account. But that wasn't always the case. Sometimes the check would clear faster, and then I'd have to pay a $50 overdraft fee on the check. But those were the things that I had to do in those days because of how much money I made. And also just because my financial skills, my money management skills were not as good as they are now.
Part of where she is now is thanks to her past self. Cochran knew she had to go back to school in order to earn more, so she enrolled in online college classes while juggling a day job.
Back then, there were many days where I felt overwhelmed. I remember I would cry about how hard life felt back then. And it's not to say that every single day felt hard, because I would also look for the joy in my daily life. And when I look back on those times, there were so many beautiful memories that I made with my daughter, even back then. I would go to the library a lot. I loved books. We would look for free activities that we could do. We weren't necessarily always going out to the movies or going out to the mall shopping, because those weren't in the budget, but there was still so much available to us even back then.
She eventually graduated college and went on to attend Yale Law School, where she earned her law degree. Now she's an attorney, but also spends her days sharing what she's learned in order to help others get on a better financial path earlier rather than later. She says the best first step is to sit down and look at where your money is going.
The one-year spending plan is a bird's eye view of what your budget and your life will look like for the course of 12 months. And the reason why I advocate using the one-year spending plan is because, number one, so many of our expenses are repetitive. So why are we budgeting from scratch every month? But also, number two, there are also portions of our budgets that actually take multiple months to achieve. Things that we want to spend money on in any given year that it might take us a whole year to build up a sinking fund for example, like the holidays or vacations or big house projects that we know are coming up.
This spreadsheet should include basic set living expenses listed out month by month, along with where any extra disposable income is going. Is any part of your paycheck funneling into retirement? Are you spending more than you should on eating out or buying clothes? Cochrane emphasizes that this process, while difficult, brings transparency and organization. Next, set a monthly budget for categories where it's possible to spend less. This could mean setting a max spend for each weekend, or what you shell out for groceries or entertainment in a given month. While these shifts may feel restrictive at first, Cochrane says it's all about perspective. You can still be on a budget and spend cognizantly on the select items or services that make you happy. And at the same time, you have the peace of mind that you're investing in your future self.
When you prioritize spending for joy, then when you spend, you actually get the experience of enjoying the spending. Whereas so many of us, when we spend money, we do it either habitually, so we're not thinking about it, so we're missing an opportunity to really savor the fact that, hey, I just got to buy this thing for myself. I'm happy. This is what I wanted to be able to do. So we miss out on that experience. And often sometimes we even guilt trip ourselves. We have quote unquote guilty pleasures, which I think we should just get rid of that entirely, because your pleasure shouldn't be guilty. You should just be enjoying it because you deserve to spend your money on the things that you enjoy.
To find out more about all things personal finance and our guest, Scarlett Cochrane, head to viewpointsradio.org. Also, check out her book, It's Not About the Money, A Proven Path to Building Wealth and Living the Rich Life You Deserve, now available online and in select bookstores. For more behind the scenes, search Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, X, and Facebook. This story was written and produced by Amira Zuveri. I'm Gary Price. This segment is sponsored by Capital One. Banking with Capital One helps you keep more money in your wallet with no fees or minimums on checking accounts and no overdraft fees. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
Coming up, a female rite of passage that leads to extreme physical and emotional pain, chronic illness, and even death when Viewpoints returns.
For a limited time, you can get KFC chicken with the sweet heat of hot honey. And after one bite, you'll wonder, how do bees make hot honey so hot? Are they special bees? Does KFC have dragon bees? Fire-breathing dragon bees that create spicy honey? No, silly, there's no such thing. KFC just partnered with Mike's Hot Honey to drizzle all over their crispy chicken. But dragon bees would be so cool. Try it now for only $7 or share a box with friends for $25. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Two things you might not expect to hear from Macy's. One, new spring arrivals are here right now at 20 to 30% off. So brighten up your winter with blazers, jeans, flats, and more up to 30% off. And two, when you come into the store, Macy's has free personal stylists. You can book a free appointment, tell them what you're looking for, and find great deals with great advice too. So head into Macy's today, because the one thing that you probably did expect is that these deals won't be around for long. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit, 800-489-7733, 800-489-7733, 800-489-7733. Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
A brief note before we get into this week's story. Explicit content is discussed that may be unsuitable or disturbing for younger audiences. Listener discretion is advised. In several countries, and still even here in the U.S., girls from as young as a week old to 18 years of age and older undergo a gruesome cultural ritual known as female circumcision, or female genital mutilation, FGM for short. This is when a practitioner surgically removes the girl's labia and clitoris, often without anesthesia. In some extreme cases, the vagina is partially sewn up. Common side effects often include chronic, severe pain, urinary tract infections, painful intercourse, and in rare cases, death.
In my country, at the time we started, 78% of women had been subjected to female genital mutilation. And globally, 200 million women and girls have been subjected to FGM. And then you have more than 600 million girls that are alive today that were forced to get married before they were 18.
That's Jaha Dukure, founder of Safe Hands for Girls, an organization that helps girls who are either at risk of FGM or who've already experienced it. Dukure is also a United Nations Woman Goodwill Ambassador, a Nobel Peace Prize nominee, and author of I Will Scream to the World. She was only 1 week old when she became a victim of FGM, and her vagina was sewn closed to ensure future chastity. At just 15 years old, Dukure was sent to the U.S. as a child bride and forced to marry a man in his 40s. She was able to get divorced, but was soon remarried at age 17 and moved to a large Gambian community in Atlanta. There, she gave birth to a baby boy. But when she learned that she was pregnant again with a girl, Dukure was devastated.
I never wanted a daughter, to be honest. I never wanted a daughter. Ever since I came into this world, as young as I could remember, not only was I molested myself, but, you know, watching the violence that I saw in my own family with my mother and my father, and being that I was a child bride twice in my life, I didn't want to have a daughter that was going to face any of that. And especially if my daughter was anything like me, where she was curious, if she has my mind and my heart, and the world is not, you know, it's not a safe place for people like us. And I didn't want her to come into a world that treated women and girls the way I was treated.
Once her daughter, Khadija, was born, Dukure's motherly instincts kicked in. Determined to protect her daughter from the same fate, she knew she had to speak up on a bigger platform.
I sort of started a support group in my living room in Atlanta where we would come together. It was more like a potluck. We would cook and come together and start talking about these issues. And then, you know, I also started blogging about it online where I started engaging people from across the United States. And then I realized that this was bigger than me.
From these conversations, she learned that Gambian parents in the U.S. were sending their daughters back to their home countries to undergo FGM surgeries.
And there were even doctors in the United States that were performing FGM on girls. So just because people move to the United States doesn't necessarily mean that they leave behind their cultural beliefs. And so, yes, not only, you know, was FGM a threat to my Khadija, but FGM is a threat to more than 500,000 girls in the United States. When the CDC conducted the study that we pushed for, that the Obama administration commissioned, it discovered that more than 500,000 girls in this country are at risk of going through FGM.
DeCouré points to an ongoing case of a doctor in Detroit who was arrested in 2017 for allegedly conspiring to conduct these illegal female circumcisions. This doctor was originally from Southeast Asia, where FGM is common practice in some regions.
It's not a Gambian or an African thing. This is a global, you know, FGM is practiced in India, Malaysia, Indonesia, even Colombia, in places like Maldives. So people usually assume that FGM is an African problem, but it's not.
Male proponents of the ritual say that it ensures that their daughters will remain virgins until marriage and that their wives will remain faithful. What may come as a surprise to Western listeners is that proponents of FGM are not just men. Women who've undergone this procedure can also be strong supporters.
There's a lot of myths around FGM, especially in the societies that we come from, right? And I've heard a woman tell me before that when you're giving birth, if the head of the baby touches the clitoris, it automatically kills the baby, which is not true. We know that that's not true. But these women actually believe that. And they believe that a woman that is uncircumcised or uncut cannot deliver a baby. And many women in the United States don't even know what FGM is. But it shows you how deep-rooted these practices are.
DeCouré returned to her homeland in Africa to advocate against child marriage and FGM. In her travels, she visited small villages where 100% of the girls and women had been cut. To put an end to the cycle, she formed partnerships with local law enforcement and spoke directly with officers about the dangers of these practices. She also teamed up with the Gambian Ministries of Health and Education to help spread awareness and dispel myths associated with foregoing the procedure. In 2015, the Gambian government also passed the Women's Amendment Act, which prohibits both FGM and child marriage and imposes penalties on practitioners. While this has been a key step forward, DeCouré says there's still a lot of work to be done. Many Muslims believe that FGM is a sacred rite, even though there is no mention of it in religious texts.
You have some of the most powerful religious leaders that are fighting me every single day, that are calling for me to die, that are asking people to boycott my businesses, that are asking people to boycott everything that I'm doing. I mean, we, you know, in 2024, all year, we spent it fighting within our parliament, which is called our National Assembly, where they brought a case against this law and saying that it's unconstitutional and they want the law to be repealed. And hundreds and thousands of people came out in the street saying that the law that I specifically push for impedes on their cultural and religious values. And because of that, they want the government to reverse the law.
As a result of her work, incidents of FGM on girls under the age of 10 have fallen by 30% in the Republic of Gambia. Her own baby sister bled to death as a result of this procedure. DeCouré wants to see it eradicated worldwide.
My goal is to ensure that women have the financial security to make the decisions that they want to make for themselves and their children. So for me, it's all about autonomy. It's all about independence. It's all about liberation.
DeCouré announced last year that she was planning to retire from FGM advocacy and let others take up the battle. But after a religious group publicly vowed to reverse the law she worked so hard to establish, she has since retracted her statement and is back in the arena.
A part of me knows that regardless of how much I say I want to give up, I cannot give up, because giving up is almost like giving up on that dream that I have for Khadija, and I can't do that.
Jaha DeCouré's book, I Will Scream to the World, is available online now and in select bookstores. To find out more about our guests this week, visit viewpointsradio.org. This segment was written and produced by Polly Hansen. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Two things you might not expect to hear from Macy's. One, new spring arrivals are here right now at 20 to 30% off. So brighten up your winter with blazers, jeans, flats, and more up to 30% off. And two, when you come into the store, Macy's has free personal stylists. You can book a free appointment, tell them what you're looking for, and find great deals with great advice too. So head into Macy's today, because the one thing that you probably did expect is that these deals won't be around for long. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is set to be the next U.S. Health Secretary. In his role, the former presidential candidate will be in charge of agencies like the Food and Drug Administration, National Institutes of Health, and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. He'll also play a key role in shaping the next wave of government-led health initiatives and standards. RFK Jr. has already garnered a controversial reputation with unconventional ideas like removal of fluoride from the public water supply. This would be a major shift, as the addition of fluoride into water has been around since the 1960s. Many public health experts credit the policy with drastically improving dental health in the U.S. On the social media platform X, the politician posted that fluoride can cause several health problems such as arthritis, bone cancer, and IQ loss, among other issues. Since this post, several dental experts have spoken out in defense of the policy, arguing that the current infusion of fluoride into the water supply poses no risk and is responsible for the largest decrease in cavities seen in recent decades. However, there are some risks tied to fluoride when it is consumed at high levels over an extended period. People have reported teeth discoloration and, in rare cases, a decline in bone health. And in early 2024, a study by the National Institute of Health reported with moderate confidence that there's a link between high levels of fluoride exposure and lower IQ in kids. In this case, though, that high level of fluoride was double the recommended amount in drinking water. As the debate rages on, it will be interesting to see if RFK Jr. moves forward with this policy or chooses to focus on other initiatives in his first months in office. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. I love movies that mess you up. Often in the horror, thriller, and sci-fi genres, I just can't get enough of stories where the characters' entire perceptions of reality, time, or their own selves get shifted. Body swap stories, time loop tales, reverse chronology, or multiversal stories done right are the simplest ways to get me on the edge of my seat. If you know Memento, Primer, or Looper, then you get what I'm talking about. These are movies often best experienced with as little knowledge as possible, so here are a few vague recommendations for films that are likely to make you question just what exactly is going on. One of my favorite movies in the genre is called Coherence, a 2013 sci-fi thriller about a group of friends who gather on the night of a comet passing by, when suddenly strange occurrences begin to take place. Another is called Time Lapse, a 2014 movie about a trio who discover a camera that can take pictures 24 hours into the future. What begins as a fun window into what will happen quickly spirals out of control. I recently discovered a 2009 horror movie that I found genuinely very scary called Triangle, about a pleasure sailing trip gone very wrong. After abandoning ship and finding refuge on a passing-by ocean liner, one woman quickly realizes her reality and her sense of time may not hold true on this excursion from hell. And finally, there's It's What's Inside, a clever little movie about college friends reuniting for a wedding who decide to play around with a machine that allows them to swap bodies. It's meant as a game, but they're quickly thrust into a web of deceit where old grudges and crushes come out to play. While these descriptions may be broad, all of these movies are sure to have you rewinding and reconsidering reality itself. And they're all available to stream now. Coherence is on Peacock and Prime Video, Timelapse is free with ads on Pluto TV, Triangle is on Peacock, and It's What's Inside is on Netflix. I'm Evan Roke.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-489-7733. 800-489-7733. 800-489-7733. Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
That's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Need and want are two different things, but they don't have to be. At Bader Sports Center, they're happy to help you make needs and wants the same thing. Do you need new fishing equipment or do you want new fishing equipment? Do you need a new gun for the upcoming hunting seasons or do you want a new gun? Do you need a new bow for the next archery season or do you want a new bow? Whatever your needs or wants are, the friendly, knowledgeable staff at Bader Sports Center will help you make need and want the same thing. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Get fired up, folks. Freeze Firewood and Phillips is starting off their winter firewood sale now through March 1st. This is the best time to stock up for all of your 2025 firewood needs. From camping to heating, they take pride in top-notch customer service and are happy to be your premier firewood supplier of the North Woods. Call Freeze Firewood at 715-567-0616 or check out Freeze Firewood on Facebook.
A good smack of winter this past weekend as snow and frigid temps kept anglers, most, not all, off the ice for this holiday weekend. Single digits and lower temperatures with the wind chills in the negative teens and lower made for a good reason to stay inside and watch a NASCAR, if that's your thing. Bite windows were small and not always what expected. Yet once again, few stalwart individuals and groups did well. Northern Pike is okay, even the Pike bite was off this weekend though. Afternoons produce better than the mornings, still nice catches by those willing to brave the cold and chip some ice. This is usually a time of heavy feeding for pike and I'm not sure it will be once the temps warm up a bit. Crappie is also okay. Snow, wind, and cold kept most anglers from chasing suspended crappies. It was mostly a sit-and-wait bite. Inside a warm shack, I hope. Clam, pinhead minnows, tikka flashes, and cast masters to get down quickly produced over 18 to 28 feet of water. Tip downs or dead sticks kept inside the shack working with crappie minnows as well. The walleye bite was also okay. The bite was better early in the evening and the late afternoon. Tip-ups outshining jigging is high barometer and cold meat for a limited bite window. Small shiners and suckers better at times. With warm-up and new moon, the bite should really pick up starting this weekend. Real temps down to 19 below and fresh snow did a number on participation for us anglers this past week, but this coming weekend looks great. Temps in the 20s and even the 30s the following week, plus a new moon period should spell great end to game fish season with just 2 weekends left. This is Dave from Kurtz Island Sports Shop, and good luck.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
Weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few flurries or some light snow, otherwise partly sunny skies, highs in the upper 30s, a light southwest breeze. For tonight, we'll see some snow, a little bit of light freezing rain out there at times as well. Low temperatures dropping back to 30 degrees. Right now, it's 22.
98Q Country.
98Q Country.
Without a thing, say some vows and spread their wings and settle down just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style, she just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Children gone, but still they sing. Side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore. She can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on love. Buying on time, without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. Well, it sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love.
Ain't nothing going on in town tonight, except a loud party crowd drinking too much beer. Baby, tell me, would it be alright if we just take a little rain check and stay right here? I'm sure we could find something to do. As a matter of fact, baby, why don't you grab a couple glasses and take it from there. Yeah, I can take it from there. I'm gonna put an old record on Conway Twitty. Yeah, girl, I'd love to lay you down. Kill the ringer on the telephone. Ain't gonna stop loving you till the candle burns out. Oh, there it is, that little smile of yours. Come on, baby, what you waiting for? Grab a couple glasses and a bottle of wine. Walk down the hall and turn down the lights. Baby, while you're at it, you might as well let down your hair. And I can take it from there. Tomorrow's gonna be here way too soon. Let's not waste another. Grab a couple glasses and that bottle of wine. Walk down the hall and darling, turn down those lights. Baby, while you're at it, you might as well let down your hair. And I can take it from there. I can take it from there. I can take it from there.
Less commercial, more music.
It's your boy Jelly Roll.
Go, cause I know you're nothing but a lie.
Hey y'all, it's Lainey Wilson.
In a 4x4 by you, babe, from the bayou to Kentucky.
I love it.
98Q Country.
Wore that cowboy hat to cover up his horns. Sweet talking forked tongue had a tempting charm. Before I turned around, that girl was gone. All I can say is, bartender, pour me something strong. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill. Not against her will, I've got time to kill. Down in broken Hartsville. It was long and chrome sitting in the lot. Fire engine red, that thing was hot. He revved it up, she waved goodbye. Love's gone to hell and so have I. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill. Not against her will, I've got time to kill. Down in broken Hartsville.
Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coupe de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill. Not against her will, I've got time to kill. Down in Broken Heartsville.
Sometime you still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April, and you met someone. Your dad says he's okay. Somebody too. She's a model out in LA, and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, say I miss you, but you know I never lied. Yeah, I've never been better. Things are going my way. Hey, I sleep like a baby. I never show up late for work. But I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. But I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you. Oh, but you know I never lie.
Ninety-eight Q Country.
Dressed to kill in the dress he bought her. She wouldn't care if he walked in and caught her. She's come to dance a dance or two, and do no telling what by the time the night is through. She found out the hard way about him. She's out to find out how she'll do.
by the way she's drinking. His memory's drowning. She's not the cheating kind. She's been cheated one too many times. Oh, she's never fooled around. He's still. Her head turns, you can see how hot her fire burns. He didn't know what a good thing he had. Well, it's too late, that's too bad, 'cause she.
Midnight tea top, Jack in her cherry coat town. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, 'cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red dust, picking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Church parking lot, trying not to get caught, take her home and give her your jacket. Making it to second base by saying you went all the way Monday afternoon at practice. Sister's got a boyfriend daddy doesn't like. Now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bug zapper light. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, fatal. Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA.
Country.
I can't love you more than my hometown. Mamas, let your boys be country. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Sunset sky. Checking my watch, doing the math in my head, counting backwards to when you said goodbye. Will those runway lights get brighter? I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off. Too high, so am I. So I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off and fly, trying to figure out which one you might be on and why. Airplanes take off and fly. I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Pope Francis remains hospitalized in critical condition. The Vatican said Saturday the prognosis for the 88-year-old was reserved after he suffered an asthmatic respiratory crisis. Today, the Vatican said he continues to receive oxygen. ABC medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel says
he needed a little bit of high-flow oxygen. So that's oxygen that can be heated, humidified, and maybe delivered through a mask to support his lungs. This just goes to show you that how much those pulmonary conditions can change day by day and why monitoring is so incredibly important.
Pope's been hospitalized since February 14th, initially with bronchitis that turned into pneumonia. Elon Musk directed an email to all federal workers instructing them to reply with 5 achievements from the prior week or face termination, but several agencies and departments telling their employees not to reply. Investigators in York County, Pennsylvania, still searching for a motive after a man took hostages and killed a police officer Saturday. This is ABC News.
Wisconsin loses in overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the number 11th ranked Wisconsin Badgers, led by as much as 17 points in the first half against the unranked Oregon Ducks. But then the Badgers started committing turnovers, 17 of them, a season high. The game went into overtime, and Oregon came out on top with the win, 77-73. It's only the second time the Badgers have lost at home this season, head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously, credit goes to Oregon for making us be very uncharacteristic, specifically the last 8 minutes or so. Even most of the second half, we were not nearly as aggressive as we have been.
Up next, the Badgers host